Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Quarter. Make it your life habit to always have a quiet time with God as soon as you wake up before you start having dealings with other human beings. Engage in whatever prophetic faith action we will be led to take for the day. They work wonders. Now open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. Today, December 31, is the last day this year. 365 or 366 day journey is ending midnight today. Everyone, let's shout hallelujah, praise the Lord 12 times, one for each of the month of the year. Be as loud as you can where you are. Lift up your right hand and shout it. Let's go. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. 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 And finally, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Let's sing. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Yes, Lord, we cannot praise you enough. We can only praise you some more. Listeners, on your own today, before 12 midnight, find a quiet place where you can give God quality praise. Maybe 10 minutes, sing and dance and appreciate him. Isaiah chapter 39 verse 19 says, "The living, only the living, shall praise thee as we do today." Oh yes, we should learn to praise God every day, but on some special days of our lives, like on our bad days, the last day in the year, and also the first day in the year, we should praise him some more. Thanksgiving is application for more. When you thank God for what he has done, you commit him to do more. God will do more for you. This year we end on a happy note for every one of us. We are now counting hours to 12 midnight when we shall cross over. I prophesy, you shall cross over in high spirit today. You will cross over with no excess luggage of evil. I prophesy to everyone's lives, whatever you suffered in the outgoing year, you will not suffer it again in the incoming year. And the good things you have experienced in 2024, you shall experience double and triple in 2025. You will never have a better last year. You will not have a better last time. Put behind you whatever negative experience you had in the outgoing year. Such will never happen again. Nahum chapter 1 verse 9 says, affliction shall not rise up the second time. Yes, sicknesses and diseases, losses and setbacks, disappointment, frustration, heartbreaks, evil deals, refusals, rejection, misfortune, or whatever will not happen again. Even before you enter 2025, you are shielded from all evils coming with that year. Every victory you recorded this year will multiply in the incoming year. Please follow my instructions, which I also receive from the Lord for you from time to time. Now, make a list of your desires, your expectations, your dreams for 2025. Write them out or type them out on the paper, a notebook, or the page of your diary. Write them all with the mantle. Hold them up every day and listen to me prophesy to it for 21 days. From January 1 to 21, I will prophesy on your 2025 desires. As God lives, none of it shall fail. God will even do beyond your expectation. If there are some of your 2024, this outgoing year, that did not fully materialize, bring it forward and join into your 2025 expectation. God will do it. Your expectations shall not be cut off. Isaiah 50 verse 5, just drop into my spirit now. Listeners can read it if you have time. It says, gather my saints together unto me, those that made a covenant with me by a sacrifice. This instruction is not for every listener. It's not for everybody. It is only for those that have the spiritual understanding of covenant, sacrifice, and the significance of the last day of the year and all that is connected to it, and those that will do it without complaints, those that will do it with understanding. Did you hear what I just said now? It means if you don't understand it, if you don't believe in it or have faith in it, and if you don't have the capacity to do it, please don't take part in it. No, you commit no sin by not doing it, and God will not stop answering your prayers and blessing you for not doing it. But it is for some of us that understand the covenant, the sacrifice, tied to the last day in the year. He said, call my saints, my children, who will bid this old year farewell, bye-bye, and step into the new year with a covenant mindset, sowing a sacrificial seed. I heard the word 5, which is the number of grace. So take 5,000 naira, 5 pounds, $5, or 5 euros, or 5 Canadian dollars. Different from tithe, different from all the other seed we are sowing, different from the seed to feed the hungry and leave the poor, but specifically tied to the instruction of Psalm 50 verse 5, and transmit. As you do so, say, I bid bye-bye to 2024 and welcome to 2025 in a covenant with a sacrifice. Go ahead and sow it. Do the transfer. Use the paper. If you are doing it in dollars and in euros, HSBC, if you are in UK, doing it in pound sterling, and the local TPGF account, if you are doing it in Naira. Send a chat to +234 809 789 4000 to request for the commission's account details if you don't have it. 5,000 naira, 5 pounds, $5, 5 euros will not make anyone richer or poorer. But when done in obedience to divine instruction on a day such as this, the positive implications goes on and on, even to your generations. Do as God lays in your heart. You can do on behalf of your children, your business, your family, your sibling, your outfit, your ministry, as God lays in your heart. December 31, born people, your birthday prayers. May God bless your birthday. May you live long and live in comfort and in health and abundance, in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. As I said yesterday, I am led to do a straight teaching this week to prepare our mind for the new year of exploit that is ahead of all of us in all areas. We'll come back to question and answers teachings next week. Yesterday, I spoke on stock taking of life. As the year comes to an end, we must learn to find quality time and a quiet place to reflect on our lives and our things, to do stock taking. Ask yourself, how far thus far this year? In all I set out to achieve, how far? Then, what are the benefits, the payoffs of stock taking of life? There are many, but let me mention a few because of time. To start with, Psalm 90 verse 12, which is our main text, which we read yesterday, it says, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our heart unto wisdom. So, benefit number one is wisdom. Taking stock of our lives leads us to wisdom manifestation. And wisdom is principal in all areas of our lives. If you are wise, you will live long. If you are wise, you will be rich and wealthy. If you are wise, you won't experience many crises, heartaches, and heartbreaks that both people are experiencing in life. Taking stock will help us to know whether we are making progress or we are redundant or retrogressing in all areas of life. Taking stock helps us to remain dynamic. You know what is working, so you can do more. And you know what is not working, so that you can stop doing it or remove it. Many people just kept on laboring and struggling, whether they see commensurate result or not. Oh no, when you are working and things are not working or adding up, stop and check. Take stock. To keep doing the same thing the same way, expecting a different result, is unwise. I don't want to say it's an affliction. Even what is working can work better if you will look well, study more, and add certain dynamics. Stop taking will also help us to block leakages. Many people are experiencing leakages in different areas of their lives because of the wrong association they keep, wrong decisions they make, and wrong location where they are. Stop taking of our lives. We expose all the thieves and the leakages. I pray may everyone live to experience a quantum leap in the new year. You will soar like the eagle and rule as a king in your domain. Say amen. We will build more on this tomorrow. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Tonight is the crossover night that I have been announcing. New Year's Eve. There will be crossover services in all our centers throughout the country. Time will be from 8 p.m. to 12:30 midnight, when we shall usher in the new year 2025. Don't miss it. Real life, if you can be on ground in all the centers or online via our YouTube and Facebook platforms, it shall be live streamed to the whole world. Engage in all we shall be led to do tonight. Do your Psalm 50 verse 5 today. Covenant by sacrifice, as I have announced it. Then do the first day of the month seed sowing, which we always do, and we have testimonies. Month has ended. So if you are a monthly tithe, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment, and the sacrifice of the 12-12-12-12 we are doing, do so as soon as you earn your income. When we enter January, it shall be seed of 1-1-1-1-1, because that will be the first month of the year. Oh yes, you are a tither and a seed sower can never be stranded in life. God ensures that they are shielded away. I want to thank God for donors to our welfare account of Feed the Hungry and Lift the Poor. The fund is growing gradually, but we are not yet at the target. Do more again and again. Then we're trusting God for philanthropies in our midst, those that can do it a big way, in millions, in hundreds of thousands. Give as God gives you the grace. When you feed the hungry, you will never know hunger. When you leave the poor, you'll never be poor again. Our welfare account remains the same. Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel Welfare in Zenith Bank, 101-7238-378. Our PayPal account and our HSBC account are still very active. I speak to everyone's life today. You are ending this year strong. You are starting the new year well. The glory and the honor and the presence and the power of God will overwhelm you. It will usher you into 2025 of glory. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Happy ending of the year and happy stepping into the new year of glory. Good day. God bless you. Bye.